Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I actually want to read you a story today, okay? Read you a story. It's a crazy story about Jesus, all right? But it's a good story that I think gives us insight into how Jesus deals with stuff if it's bothering us. You ever have something bother you? How many of you like styrofoam? You're like, I can't even handle it. Like, if that's my thing, you know, okay? If somebody takes a plastic fork and rubs it against styrofoam, I like turn into the Hulk and start throwing things. That's not true, but that's what I feel inside, you know? Balloons, anybody? Anybody balloons that does that to you? What about nails on a chalkboard? You know what? For Beth, it's a fork on a plate. If I take a fork and I rub it on a plate, like, she can't handle it. She hates that sound. So everybody has that thing, but like something that just bothers you. You know, at times in life, something like, honestly, it's from the enemy. At times, he can just get in you, you know? He likes to poke, and he likes to bother you, and he likes to get in your spirit about things. And those are times when you got to guard your heart and remember, like, to fly a little higher and remember the higher truth of God's word and who God is and what God does, and not let that thing throw you off from what God wants to do in your life. Because what God wants to do, God's on a mission, and what God wants to do is too important for you to get a little something that bothers you that you let get down into your heart, and then you let affect the whole trajectory of your life. You know, I can tell you something that can happen is you see something bad happen in somebody's life. You see something bad happen, and you start to take on their offense, not even knowing what God's doing in their life, not even knowing the things that God's helped them with, not even knowing the grace that God's giving them, not only knowing the peace that God's giving them, not knowing the things that God's speaking to them, but you carry their offense and you let it bother you, and that all of a sudden affects your relationship to God, because you say, God, I don't understand how that could happen in their life, and so therefore, I don't know about your character anymore. That just bothers me. Why would you let that happen? But I'm telling you, we serve a good God, and so you gotta let the higher truth of who God is get in your soul and say, I'm going to live by the truth of God's word, not the things that I don't know about, the things that I can't see, the things that I don't understand, because I'm not going to let that bother me, because the mission that I'm on is too important. The mission that I'm on is too important. The things that God could do in my life if I live with a spirit of faith is too important. The things that God wants to meet me to believe him for are too important to get bothered by something that isn't even true. That isn't even true. And I want to read to you this story out of Matthew chapter 17. And it's kind of a fun story because it's different. You know, and maybe if you study the word of God, you probably heard it before. But even if you read the Bible, you know, it's like, this is the kind of story that you're like, oh, that's interesting. You move on, you kind of forget about it. So maybe some of you are like, I've never heard that before. And so I built you up for it. So here we go. Matthew 17, verse 24. It says this: after Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, and so Capernaum is near Nazareth, that's where Jesus grew up. Capernaum is in the Galilee area, that's the northern part of Israel, and that's where Peter was from, and it kind of became a base of operations for Jesus. So there, he's in a comfortable place. The collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked him, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? And I love what Peter says. He goes, yeah. But you can tell in the story, in the back of his mind, he's thinking, I don't really know if he does, and I feel uncomfortable. So I'm just going to say yes, because I'm going to offend Jesus. I'm going to defend him, because that's what I should do. You know, he's thinking all of that. And, you know, you ever think that about God? You're like, God needs my defense, you know? So I'm going to defend God right now, but in the back of your mind, you have a couple of your own doubts that you're dealing with. That's what's happening to Peter, all right? So he's like, yeah, yeah. That's exactly how he said it, too. And he replied. And so Peter, he says that, and then that conversation ends, and he walks back to the house where Jesus is. And you can tell as he's walking back to the house, he's thinking, you know, like, I know Jesus is a good guy, like, and I mean, bear with the disciples here. We got the end of the story. We know Jesus died on the cross, rose again, ascended into heaven. is at the right hand of the Father. But Peter at this time, he's still figuring all that out, all right? There's times when he literally gets on his knees and goes, you are the Son of God, like the Savior of the world. Behold, you are the Christ. There's times he's saying, Jesus, you don't need to go to the cross because that's not for you, all right? You're having a bad day, Jesus, and I need to talk you down. And Jesus literally tells Peter, get behind me, Satan, all right? So, and that's, you know, that can be how it is following God sometimes, you know? Sometimes you're like, man, I got it and I'm nailing it. And other times you're like, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. And I just want you to give Peter a little grace, okay? Because he's literally thinking, you know, that really is kind of a lack of character, isn't it? Shouldn't Jesus pay the temple tax? And he starts to let it bother him. You know, you can tell it's just, and he probably is even thinking like, he's probably not thinking like Jesus is like a total like lack of character, but he's kind of like, I don't know about that. So he comes into the house, and the Bible says Jesus talked first, all right? So let's look at what Jesus says. He says, Peter came to the house, and Jesus was the first to speak. And he said, what do you think, Simon? So now when we're reading this, we are reading it, and we see it's talking about Peter. It actually calls him Peter, but Jesus calls him Simon. You know what Simon was? It was his old name. Simon means reed. Peter means rock, all right? So Simon, when Jesus calls him Simon, he's kind of basically saying, you know what? You're kind of acting like your old self because like a day ago, you recognized who I was. And a day ago, you saw me heal somebody. And a day ago, you saw me feed 5,000 people. And you were all about that. But now somebody talks to you about the temple tax. And now all of a sudden, you're not sure that I'm the Son of God anymore. I mean, come on. Jesus is starting to read Peter's mail, all right? So he goes, what do you think, Simon? And Peter's like, yes, Jesus, he asked. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others? And so you know what he's saying. He's saying, I am the Son of God. And I just need to remind you of that. It's a really nice way to do it. He's not being a jerk. It's a kind way to confront him and say, hey, like, let's take a step back. Who do the kings of the earth, who do they collect from? Others or their own kids? And Peter says, they collect it from others. Jesus says, so then the kids are exempt, aren't they? And Jesus said to him, but then Jesus keeps talking. You notice, the only thing Peter says in this whole thing is, yeah, Jesus pays the temple tax. But we know a lot of Peter's thoughts, you know? So Peter's like, he's like thinking, man, I don't know, Jesus is a man of character, or, you know, I know he does a lot of cool stuff, but like, shouldn't he, if he's a good guy, do that? And like, so he's got that on his mind, and he's questioning things. And Jesus, when he gets there, does all the talking, and it's kind of like puts those questions to rest. And then it goes like this. Jesus says, but so we might not cause offense, go to the lake, throw out your line. All right. Oh, man, this is so good. He tells him, go to the lake, throw out your line, take the first fish you catch, all right? Open its mouth, and you're going to find a 4-drachma coin. And you're going to take it and give it for my tax and your tax. Hey, Peter, I know you're questioning whether I'm the Son of God, so let's do a little exercise, all right? I want you to go fishing, but just with one line, okay? And you're gonna catch just one fish, but when you catch it, I want you to open its mouth, all right? And in there's gonna be enough money to pay my tax and your tax. How many of you love Jesus right now? You're like, Jesus has a way, he doesn't go, hey, Peter, just so you know, I know you're thinking this through right now, but I am the Son of God. No, 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 not Jesus. Jesus goes, hey, let me take you to a higher truth, and then let me give you a little object lesson, and you watch what happens. But you know what my favorite part of this whole story is? My favorite part is that Jesus not only pays his own temple tax, but he pays Peter's too. That is so cool. Because Jesus isn't trying to prove a point and stick it in Peter's eye and say, you know what? Go out, why don't you go fishing, and then you can go pay my temple tax with the money I gave you from the fish. But he relieves Peter's financial burden while he's teaching Peter who he is. That is the God we serve. He's the kind of God that if you came in here with a doubt tonight and you weren't sure, and the enemy wants to bother you and say, you know what? Yeah, there's all kinds of doubts, and there you go. And then what he does is he says, now let's use that thing that's already, I've already built up in your heart and your mind, and now let's place that in between you and God. So when you come in with your doubts, you can say, you know what? You know what? This is what Jesus says. He says, you know what? You doubt me? You don't get nothing from me. You doubt me? You come to the prayer meeting thinking you're going to get something out of the prayer meeting. You aren't getting anything. Why don't you go learn I'm the Son of God, and then we'll talk. But that's not how Jesus is. Jesus says, you know what? Let's take it to a higher truth here. You let me do the talking, okay? Okay, I know you came in with some doubts, but let me just listen for a second. Just let me do the talking. Hey, you know what? That thing you're facing, I'm God. And I got it under control. Do you think I can handle it? Do you think I got it? Do you think I have grace for that person? Because I do. Do you think I can give you what you need for that situation? Because I can, because I'm God. He wants to take you in here and speak to you at a higher level than that thing that's bothering you. That's so much higher. The 2 drachma temple tax. I mean, come on. That's like day-to-day stuff, you know? That's like, and God's like, you know what? I'm flying so much higher than that. And I want you to be up here with me. Because if you stop worrying about that thing that you're letting bother you, I'm going to begin to speak to you about who I am. And you're going to be able to walk in who I am. And so Peter didn't just learn, hey, don't talk to Jesus about the temple tax, because he'll have some things to say about that. No, Peter learned who Jesus was. And maybe that little interaction you had, or maybe that thing you saw, was not just so you could see it, but so you could talk to God about it, and God could teach you about who he is. Because if you learn who he is, that's going to change your life. If you learn who he is, that's going to change your life. And you came in here thinking all those doubts are between you and God, but God actually wants to help you with those. And God actually wants to move you past them. But in doing that, he's going to be generous to you. So if you say, God, okay, I'm going to talk to you about these things, then you're going to find God's not only going to take care of that for you, but he's going to bless you. I love that. That's the gospel, that you didn't understand anything, you didn't know anything, you didn't have it all figured out. It never is because you do. It's only because of who he is. And what you need is to get an encounter with Jesus in the presence of God. And you're going to walk out not only understanding who he is and not only understanding that he's got it all under control, but you're going to walk out with something, because he's going to give to you, because he cares about you. And all it takes is a little faith to say, God, I believe you, and I'm not going to let those things that bother me stand in the way of my relationship with you. I'm going to rest on the grace and the goodness of God, and I'm going to see you come through, and I'm going to see you bless, because you love me. You care about me. And so tonight, as we're in his presence, I know in a room this size, there's so many things, so many situations, so many places where there's the grace of God needed. So many things that are heavy on your heart. And God wants to have a conversation with you, and that's why the prayer meeting is so important. But you're here. You made it. So I just want to encourage you to say, God, I'm not going to let my doubts stand between you and me. I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to talk to you. We're here for an interaction. We're here to let the Lord speak to us. And then, God, I'm going to believe that you're generous. If you were generous to Peter in that moment, I believe you'd be generous to me. And he is, and he will be, because he loves you. I'm going to ask the musicians to come, and we're going to open up the altar. I just want to encourage you, whatever you're walking through, just give it to the Lord. Give your doubts to the Lord. He'll be generous to you, and he'll help you with your doubts because he cares about you. He cares about those things. But the way he's going to do it is he's not going to answer every single question you have, but he's going to speak to you about who he is. So let faith rise in your heart for that, and you'll have faith for the other situations that you're walking through as you walk through that with him. Amen? Amen. So we're going to open up the altars. I want to encourage you to press in, seek the Lord, and let's pray.